Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
If you're going to bet on sports, bet with MyBookie.com, where instant access to the action allows you to bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. Use promo code DRINKINBROS to get started with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. My. Look at you. Look at you.
Look at me.
Look at you.
What about me?
Still have that beard.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beard?
Still have the beard. The audience is demanding you shave it to get rid of the losing streak. And now I'm starting to agree with them on this, okay?
Listen, Jesus was also crucified by his doubters. Still have the beard, though.
Are you calling yourself the Christ of golf picks?
Yeah, those who doubt me
will
know the wrath.
Yeah.
In the future, the summer. It's the summer of Dan.
Well, are we walking on water this week or are we not?
Wells Fargo, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're back in America. Last week was the Mexico Open at Vidanta. Is that right? I just threw in a
vacation town on the Pacific coast, I believe.
Spanish flair. Our partner in the ticket company, DrinkingBrosTickets.com, he was there. And he's got wild footage that he sent me. In Mexico, they let you get directly next to the golfer. There's right. No ropes or anything. It looked pretty dangerous.
Shouts to our boys at Grupo Solanas.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Isn't that a drug cartel?
I believe it probably is a corporation that acts on behalf of the cartel.
Only in Mexico, brother. Only in Mexico. Let's pull up the card from last week.
Sure.
See the winners and the losers.
Look at those big old X's. See, I own it.
Oh boy, you
do. I don't
do.
Hide behind it.
You don't hide behind it.
And they weren't the worst picks. Like Alex Smalley, I believe, finished in the top 10. Gary Woodland was just outside the top 20. Sebastian Munoz outside the top 20.
Sure.
We had two wins. Lonto Griffin shot 6-under on Sunday, backdoored that top 20. Alex Smalley obviously had that top 20. Shouts to Brennan Hagee, who was tied for third at one point on Sunday and then just fell outside the top 20 when he went double bogey, 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 bogey. He went from 3-under on the day to 4-over.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's how you want to end the day. So your total losses were $800, I believe, this week?
So 220, because I made 580.
You made 580.
So the net minus 220.
There it is, down there at the corner. Yeah, just leave that up on screen for the audience
just
there.
Just sit in shame, yeah.
It's not terrible. I mean, you only lost $220.
Once one of these winners hits.
Once one of these guys hits, you're fine. Last week, John Rahm finally lived up to his favorite status.
4-1.
He's been favored in, the favorite in every single tournament this year.
That's not what this show is.
It isn't. I'm not gonna shit on you for, because we don't bet on the favorite. We just don't do that here.
No.
It's not this show. This is a lottery ticket show where we want the big money. The small money can go live somewhere else. I don't really give a fuck about that. I could bet on a goddamn baseball game tonight and win that kind of money if I wanted to. I don't want to do that.
Get a live line on an NBA game.
100%. Yeah. Like last night, dude, those games were fucking easy on those live lines last night. If I want that kind of money, great, I'll do it. But we're not doing it here. So you can find another show.
We certainly are.
We're going with relative long shots, usually in the 20+1 range. Correct?
Well, we got some decently big long shots this week.
Okay.
We're going Keith Mitchell, 50-1 as our top dog. $100 there. And then Dylan Fratelli at 90-1.
Woo.
$100 there. So $100 pays $9,000.
That would pay off at $9,000. All right, let's get into Keith Mitchell here, because that, look, 50-1 is $5,000. Why Keith Mitchell?
Has good history here. This is a course, too, where kind of it's like where guys elevate their game. Max Homa's won here before. That was his first big dub. on tour, kind of established him as a name on tour. Ricky Fowler, I believe one of his first wins was here. One of Rory's first wins was here. Rory won last year, but one of his first wins on tour was, I believe, the Wells Fargo. Just a spot where guys who have all the talent in the world just kind of elevate their game, elevate their name. I think Keith Mitchell is that kind of guy. And then Dylan Fratelli is just kind of like, he also has a good course history here. Just going to ride with him. He's been playing pretty well. Also in the mix, top 10, Cameron Young. He's a tour rookie, plus 450 for top 10 here, $100 there. Also to top 20, $200 at plus 210. Just cover our bases.
Sure.
Then we got Joel Damon at plus 260, $200 on him. Adam Long, plus 330, $100 there. Dylan Fratelli, $100 at 4-1 to top 20. And then Doc Redman, plus 470 to top 20, $100 there.
Okay, so there's a couple names here that we've been repeating. Pop that graphic up one more time.
Mm-hmm.
So Joel, you've bet on him before. He was in the group play. So you like him as a golfer.
Joel Damon also likes this course. So okay. He's a great iron player. So this suits his eye.
And then I'm seeing Doc Redman again for the second time this year.
Yes.
Has he been playing particularly well? And when you bet on him last time, how did he do?
I believe he fell just outside the top 20, so he didn't hit. But I believe in him here.
Okay.
I think he went to Clemson. Just going up the road.
Yeah, you're going up the road to North Carolina. Where in North Carolina is this?
I believe it's Charlotte. Yeah.
All right. That's tricky. It's not an ocean town. It's not a Hilton Head. It's not a Savannah.
No.
It's not a Charleston. Charlotte in May? It's real
Quail
fucking
Hollow.
Muggy. Yeah. Okay.
So
all right.
I think it's by Charlotte. I'm not familiar with the area.
It could be muggy out there is all I'll say.
Okay.
Heat could be a factor here. All right, I like these picks. I like the Cams a lot this year. All the Cams have been playing
well.
Fell
apart on Sunday for you.
No, yeah. I was right there again, man. I've been there every week, I feel like. Shit's been going really well. But then they fall apart on Sunday, and there's nothing I can do about it.
But that's all you want. You want that Sunday ticket.
Yeah, that's all. That's really all I want. So I will ride with you on Cameron Young. I'm going to keep in the Cam theme here.
Oh, you're going Cameron Young to win?
Yeah,
to win. 40-1.
Yeah, 40-1.
I like that.
To win. And the other one I'm going with, because he's won this tournament before, is Max Homa. And that's, 4,500, plus 4,500 for Max Homa.
45-1, yeah.
In this one. And I'm looking through the rest of this list here. There's another Cam. There's Cam Davis.
Like Cam Davis here, too.
I might sprinkle the Cams like I did last week.
Okay.
It seems to be a popular trend this year. What about Ricky Fowler, who you mentioned earlier?
I think he's still in the wilderness. If he's going to show up anywhere, it'd be this course. But
what happened to him? He was going to be the future of golf. I really don't understand it.
The future of golf? I don't know if he ever had. I mean, he had the hype because he wore like the
Puma,
flashy clothes,
and
the
it was
Puma.
Fun.
It was like all
bright orange. Yeah.
He had the long hair.
Pimp.
Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky, dude. He was pimpy.
Yeah. He's had a decent career. He's just like, kind of faded off.
He doesn't really care, it seems like.
I think he cares.
You think he cares?
I think the golf pool talent is insane. Like, it's never been higher. Literally, we've had how many first-time winners this year?
Tons.
Yeah.
And I'm looking through this list now. God, there's so many Camerons that would alter your mind, by the way.
Tringali, Champ.
Cameron Percy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Cameron Percy's at...
He's an Aussie, I believe.
20,000 to one.
Yeah, he ain't winning.
Plus 20,000 in this one. There's a lot in here. Why isn't a Scottie Scheffler playing a tournament like this?
Doesn't need to. Getting ready for the PGA in a few weeks.
Yeah, when is that?
I think it's 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at this field. This isn't the most star-studded.
No.
Why are a lot of people taking this tournament off?
It's a tough course. A lot of guys don't like getting punched in the face when it's not a major. So.
Okay. Because I'm looking at some of these old guys in here, like Stuart Sink is in here.
Yeah.
And he's got, it's 12,500 to one for Stuart Sink, obviously, because he's 1,000 years old. But are these guys just out here because they can fill up the field because the other guys aren't?
It is weird, though. I would think more guys that were going to play the President's Cup this year would play because the President's Cup is at Quail Hollow at this golf course. So I would have thought like Justin Thomas would have like suited up. Maybe guys just get an eye for the course just for later in the fall, but
okay,
I guess not.
All right. Go to mybookie.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles your deposit up to $1,000. You can bet with us or against us. Pop up Dan's card one more time. There you go. So he's got Keith Mitchell to win at 50-1, Dylan Fratelli at 90-1. And then obviously you can see the top 10s and top 20s there. But $100 on each of those guys would be that'd be the biggest win of the goddamn season. And that would pretty much clean
out the debt.
Yeah. And everything, right?
Yeah.
If one of those guys hit.
If Keith Mitchell or especially Fratelli wins, I don't want to hear anything in the group. I just got back on Facebook. I'm unlocked. I'm not paying attention to you. Ross just keeps telling me that you're talking shit.
You should post this card in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook.
But you always tell me don't pay attention to the comments.
I don't read the comments.
And I don't.
I don't read the comments.
I don't.
For this though, people are coming for you on a daily
basis.
That's
fine. So. Like I want to get to the point where everyone just like kind of tunes me out, and then I finally hit. I don't want to win you guys money. I'm here for the sponsor.
Yeah, yeah, you're here for you.
I'm here for me. That's
yeah,
all it is.
That's all it is.
I'm selfish.
Your ego has gotten out of control. That's what everybody on Facebook is saying, too. They're like, dude.
Have you noticed how high his chair is now? Look at this.
It's higher than mine, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Power move.
It's crazy, dude. Like, and I just walked into this.
All 6'4 in yourself.
I know shit, dude. And he's fucking big timing me here? That's crazy.
On your own set?
On my own fucking set, bro. That's nuts, dude. That is absolutely nuts. Yeah, so I'm going with Max Homa. I'm going to throw Tyrell Hatton in the mix as well.
Okay, Tyrell Hatton.
Yeah, I'm going with Tyrell, as we like to call it in the fucking streets, dude. I'm taking him as well. Those are going to be my two picks for the week, and then obviously I'm going to follow up on
Cam Young. So you're going Hatton Young. Homa.
Hatton Homa, and then I'm going to take your Cam Young. I'm going to cam it.
I'm going to cam
it
up.
Yeah, I'll cam up. I'll Fratelli it up as well, and Keith Mitchell.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be the guy on the sidelines when you do make it. Like, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I take your picks every week, but I take the winners and the winners only. I don't
just
do top
20s
and top 10s.
Yeah.
No, I do it. I'll publicly do it. I just don't take the top 20s and the top 10s. Unless it's a major, then I can really get my dick hard on something like that. With this and the Wells Fargo, who fucking knows?
I just want to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to be in the green. I don't care if the winners hit.
If you do what you love, then you never work a day in your life.
It's exactly true.
Helen Keller said that.
Mm-hmm. So, she plagiarized that.
No. Yeah. She flew a plane after that. Delco. And she flew around the world. She delivered 20,000 people safely to their destination.
Yeah, it was her and Amelia Earhart.
Yep.
Yep.
Who's still alive as well. Go to mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros, and bet with us this weekend. I get a good feeling about it this weekend, actually.
Sure.
Yeah, love is in the air.
Nah,
love is in the air.
We'll see. You know, it is. Some girl told me that Taurus is in motion or something.
It sure is.
Whatever the astrology bullshit is.
Yeah.
So it is my time. My birthday's coming up.
I believe so. Pisces is in reset. I just made that up. I don't know what that is. What is it, Giorgio? You're locked into the fucking tarot card bullshit.
I'm out.
Oh, you're out of the tarot card business.
I'm out.
All right. You know what's weird is I read that on your cards the other day. Nailed it.
It said I would be out.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get us a dub for my birthday.
When's your birthday?
14th.
Shit. Happy birthday.
Well, not yet.
Oh, you've got like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you pre-celebrating now for?
I'm saying I'm going to get a dub soon. Next 2 weeks.
All right. Yeah. Jesus Christ. My child will be born. My child will have a birthday before.
And then I'll throw out an extra little bonus pick here. Carla Esparza, +175, beats Thug Rose in the UFC.
Whoa.
Bank it.
No way. So you're saying
I support this.
Thug Rose is going to? You do too?
I support this.
Yeah, Thug Shit. Rose is getting slammed on her head again. Carla Esparza, Cookie Monster, your new champion.
All right. You guys should do a quick show like this for UFC.
I think so, too. We will through
the picks. Yeah, we'll I think that'll be great. Looking forward to this weekend of golf. Thanks for joining us. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. We'll see you on the links, kids.